We've been hearing about the resignation of House Speaker John Boehner today. Boehner will give up his seat and leave Congress at the end of October. But there is another big story out of Washington today, the state visit from Chinese President Xi Jinping. President Xi today announced a new cap and trade program to reduce carbon emissions. And this is a significant step, one that has not been taken yet in the United States. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Okay, so this cap and trade program would start in 2017. Tell us more about how it would work.
So the way systems like this typically work is they put a cap on the total amount of emissions that businesses can produce. And if you come in under the cap, then you're allowed to sell the remainder on the open market to companies that are producing more emissions than their cap says they're allowed to produce. And the idea is that it allows, you know, a free market for these emissions, and it creates an incentive for companies to really innovate and try to come up with ways to do their business that will produce less pollution than they have in the past.
Now, we've all seen the pictures of Beijing shrouded in smog over the years. It's a contentious issue in China. So how big of a deal is this in terms of how much pollution China actually emits?
Well, it's certainly a step in the right direction. There is a lot of skepticism about how aggressive they can really be. The New York Times, for example, has a very skeptical story about this program, saying that, you know, China's economy is much different, obviously, than most of the Western economies, in that, you know, the state's been known to meddle in commercial affairs, and obviously, there's not as much transparency as there is in most other countries. So there is a bit of skepticism about how much this really will help. But it certainly seems, you know, environmentalists are greeting it as certainly a step in the right direction.
Well, and maybe questions about what this means for China's economy, because its steel industry, its cement industry, the paper industries, these are all big polluters, but they're also driving the country's economy, which is in a major slowdown. What kind of concern is there there?
It really depends on how aggressive the government wants to get with these caps. You know, it's more like they're building a framework where they can gradually reduce pollution over the years. It seems unlikely that they will be so aggressive as to hamper their domestic industries like that in the near term anyway. You know, obviously, China wants to move away from this heavy industrial economy that they have and get more of a consumer and service economy going. That's one aspect of it. But, it seems unlikely that they will be so aggressive with this that it would really damage the economy further. Because, like you said, it's definitely hitting a weak spot at the moment.
Now, the U.S. Congress has defeated a measure to do a cap-and-trade program in the United States. One of the reasons is because we didn't want to mess with competition from China. But with this announcement now, does it seem like the United States is likely to follow quickly?
Well, it certainly takes away that excuse to some extent, but, you know, it obviously depends on what the White House and the Congress looks like after the next election. Republicans obviously have fought environmental measures pretty hard in the past, so it's likely they'll do the same if they have a big control in Congress and the White House after the next election.
Okay, Michael Regan, Bloomberg News, thank you very much.
Thank you.